Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about mental health. May, which is really right around the corner for us, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And on today's show, my two guests is Joanna Van Tine. She's the Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator for NEPA NAMI. And then I also have the President of NEPA NAMI, Katie Spencer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you both on the show today. I always like to bring the programs and the information that NAMI has to our community, because thank you to both of you for doing an amazing job for the individuals in our community. We know that mental health is, you know, it's prevalent in our communities, and the programs that you have, the information that you share is so important for all of us. So Joanna, can you share with our audience, what does NAMI stand for?
NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness.
And what does NAMI do?
NAMI's mission is to advocate, educate, and support individuals and family members who are affected by mental health issues.
Right. And you are part of your kind of geographical area that you cover. You cover Wayne County, right? Pike County, and you also...
Lackawanna and Monroe.
Okay.
We are the Northeast region.
Okay. So we're going to talk about more programming that NAMI offers altogether, but right now I want to jump over to Katie. So Katie, you're the president of NEPA NAMI. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you just get into that position?
I did. I became president in January of this year.
Okay. And what I want to share with the audience is two new programs. One's an event and one is a support group that you have started for our community. The one program that I really want to share is Mama Bears. Can you share, you know, tell our audience a little bit about that? Why is that so near and dear to your heart?
Absolutely. So Mama Bears is very near and dear to my heart. It is a support group for moms who are either pregnant or postpartum and are experiencing some challenges. I myself am a two-time survivor of a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder. I had depression during pregnancy with my first, with my daughter, and then I had postpartum anxiety. And then with my son, I had severe postpartum depression and anxiety. So it is something very, very near to my heart. And I, the goal is so everyone has support and no mom feels alone and struggles alone.
Right. And do you feel that is the case that, you know, there are many women out there who feel like they are alone, that, you know, that they're the only ones who are dealing with some sort of mental, you know, issue during pregnancy or after pregnancy. Have you found that to be the case?
I have. I feel like it's a very, you know, there's stigma regarding mental health, but I think there's, you know, definitely even more of a stigma with moms. You know, I myself have lived with depression and anxiety for over half my life. But when I became depressed during pregnancy, I was very, very ashamed by it and wasn't aware that it could happen. I was aware of postpartum depression, but I was not aware of perinatal depression. So it was eye-opening for me. And it was also really, really hard for me to ask for help, which is something that normally comes easy to me. So that was very much challenging. And I think you don't want to feel as a failure as a mom. And I think sometimes asking for help sometimes feels that way, which it's not. It's, right. You know, it's a sign of strength. But I do think that a lot of people feel like they're alone.
Great. Yeah. And I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the support group that you are running is so needed for our women out there who are struggling with mental illness during, you know, pregnancy. When do you meet? You know, do you do live or in Zoom? Can you give us some information on that?
So currently we are meeting the first and third Tuesday via Zoom at 7 p.m. And people could, you know, if they call the office at 570-342-1047. They'd be able to find out more information on how to register and get the Zoom link. And it's a 90-minute group, and we're really, I think we're a close-knit group. We've started in February, and we are growing. And it's just a safe place for moms to talk. Right. You know, it's okay if you're not having okay thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so I like, you know, and I like to say, you know, if you think I haven't heard it, I probably have, or I've thought it myself. So, you know, cause I mean, some thoughts are pretty scary.
Right.
But the purpose is for them to not feel, to have no mom, feel alone.
Exactly. And I know I did share your information with both of our New Beginning staff, as well as our women health offices, because again, you know, I haven't really seen a support group like that in our area. So it is definitely welcomed and needed. So thank you for really, you know, promoting that, to starting that for our community. You also have another program coming up on May 4th, Dark Side of the Full Moon. Can you give our listeners a little idea of what that's about, how people can register?
Yeah, so Dark Side of the Full Moon is a documentary. And it is about perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. And it takes place in 2014. And it's women throughout the whole, you know, the United States, and kind of sharing their journey, whether it be depression during pregnancy or psychosis afterwards or anxiety, and kind of recognizing the gaps in maternal mental health care, and how sometimes people are dismissed, or and sometimes it's really, really hard to ask for help. It is on May 4th, which happens to be World Maternal Mental Health Day, and it is at the Ritz Theater in Scranton. And people could go to our website to register, which is naminepa.org, or they can call the number, the 570-342-1047. And it's from 11:30 to 2, and we will be having, you know, the showing of the documentary. And then we will also have a panel discussion and a Q&A. And it's just, you know, if you're experiencing, you know, depression currently, you know, like postpartum depression or perinatal depression, it is not advised that you go, because it can be triggering. But family members, community members, providers are really encouraged to attend.
That was my next question. You know, it's really could be open to just about anyone that may have experienced it, or have a loved one that's experiencing or has experienced it. So that's really good to know. Is it a free program?
It is. It is free. And we are offering a boxed lunch. There's, you know, several different lunch options. I think turkey club, salad. I can't think off the top of my head, but there are some different options available. And we are offering it as a free event to the community.
Well, that really just sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. So, you know, those are just two programs of the many, many programs that NAMI has in our community. So, Joanna, I know you are very much involved in the support groups, in the mental health support groups. I know the family to family program, the mental health first aid. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about those programs that you help support and facilitate?
Sure. I personally facilitate a support group for family members right here in Wayne County at the Lakeville Firehouse twice a month. And then we have several others in Monroe County, Lackawanna, and Pike as well. I also educate. I teach the family-to-family course, which is an 8-week course, teaching family members and significant others of loved ones signs and symptoms of mental health and how they can better help their loved ones and take care of themselves as well. Mm-hmm. I teach family and friends, which is a 90-minute overview of family-to-family. I also teach youth mental health first aid. Mm-hmm. And our executive director teaches mental health first aid, as well as CIT, which is crisis intervention training to law enforcement.
Right. So, you know, the programs that you have are just amazing, especially the mental health first aid, because that correct me if I'm wrong, but basically anyone listening today can attend that program, right?
Absolutely.
But it's also open to groups. Would you be willing, like if you had a group of parents that met, or even teachers, or, you know,
absolutely,
employers?
We always encourage it. We encourage, like, the youth mental health first aid would be fantastic to teach teachers and administrators and coaches, or anyone who is involved with youth. It doesn't have to be just parents, anyone who's involved with youth, mm-hmm, and mental health first aid as well. It's just a good course to take.
Right.
To know.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, the support groups that you run and the classes, again, those are free of charge also, correct?
Correct. Everything NAMI has to offer is for free.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Joanna, for sharing all of that. So Katie, do you have other goals for NAMI as president for this coming year? So how long are you going to be president? How long is your term usually?
I don't know. I think it's a two-year term, but I have, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be president of NAMI Northeast Region. I really would like to see more educational programs brought to the community, and, you know, more groups, because, you know, and maternal mental health education programs. I mean, 1 in 5 individuals may experience up to a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder, which is very large. And there's actually studies that show that it's tripled since the pandemic. So it is really, really needed. It's affecting the community. You know, if mom isn't healthy, the family's not healthy. So it really is crucial that moms get access to care. So I think one of my goals is to increase access to care with maternal mental health, as well as all areas of mental health. Right. And just more education programs, getting our name out there, making sure that no one feels alone, because, you know, we always, Joanna and I say, like, find hope, like, find help, find hope, find NAMI, because I feel like, you know, we together, like, we are better, you know, together with mental health, together with NAMI. So we become a family, you know. We are very close knit. And I just think it's important that the community is aware, because the mental health system is challenging to navigate. Mm-hmm. And it's stressful to have to go through a mental health crisis. And so if you have the support of others who may have experienced it, or may have a family member who experienced it, it's just better together.
Right. And I, you know, I smile when I hear all of that information, because it's so wonderful to know that NAMI is out there to help provide that information for individuals in our community. You know, a couple of points that you hit on is, you know, with especially moms that I've seen. I have some friends who are moms that have delivered babies through the pandemic. And, you know, that social isolation, you know, their children have not been able to have play groups with other children. The mothers didn't really get to connect with other moms because of the pandemic. And individuals that may not have any history of mental illness, but may be experiencing higher anxiety now because of the pandemic, it doesn't, you know, those individuals should not, like you said, feel ashamed. They should not have a stigma against it, because who could ever have predicted a pandemic in this day and age? And, you know, when we experience something so different and so unusual in our lives, things come out that we may not always be aware of. Isn't that correct?
And I would agree. I mean, you know, there's the saying of, like, it takes a village. And I do believe that it does take a village. And with the pandemic, that village was not accessible. You know, grandparents weren't able to come and help with the baby, or your best friend wasn't coming, you know, isolation. And I know many women who weren't able to have their partner with them during, you know, the birthing process, you know, giving birth, they weren't available. It wasn't there, or they had COVID, or, you know, just my experience. I gave birth on March 12th. So right of 2020, it was right before the country shut down. I was in and out of the hospital in a day. I was thankful. I gave birth without a mask and with my husband by my side. So, and I consider myself very blessed. But the weeks that followed, you know, there wasn't the village, you know, right. We were in lockdown. It was very, very challenging. Everyone was trying to navigate, just the new world that we were living in. And then just trying to, you know, myself trying to navigate life with a toddler and then life with a newborn. It was just extremely, extremely stressful. Right. The things that we normally, like self-care, and we weren't able to access. So to me, it just makes sense that it's tripled because right. the village wasn't accessible at the time.
Well, Joanna and Katie, I hate to say that we're out of time. Unfortunately, 15 minutes goes really fast when you're talking about such great information. There is a website. Joanna, would you like to tell us the website?
You can go to info@naminepa.org. Or we're also on social media, Instagram, NAMI NEPA, or Facebook, NAMI Northeast PA.
Okay. And Katie, the phone number again that you could share with us?
Sure. It's 570-342-1047.
So again, both of you, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.